It's 12:06, and it's time for our midday interview. I'm Pat Marriott, and with me today is Stephen Rayburn, who is directing a new Big Dog production called Night Mother. Stephen, hello there.
Hello.
Thank you for coming. Night Mother is a play by Marcia Norman that opens on Thursday, the 8th of August, and then it runs for 3 weeks at the Cape Fear Playhouse.
The Cape Fear Playhouse, yes, is the name of the establishment.
You bet. Everybody has been there at one time or another. It's the slickest little bitty theater in town. So July 8th is next.
August 8th.
It's August 8th.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm still not fully awake.
I understand.
August 8th is Thursday of next week, and so it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of 3 successive weeks.
Yes, sir.
With the Sunday performance being a matinee.
Yes.
Okay, Stephen, tell us about the play, Night Mother.
Well, the play is a wonderful character piece where it explores the relationship between a mother and a daughter. The daughter at the beginning of the play feels that her life is no longer worth living and announces that she's going to kill herself. And we explore the ideas in the past of what led her to this decision. And ultimately, we wait in agonizing tension to see if she follows through or not.
Oh, my goodness. And so the mother and the daughter are the two principal characters in the play?
Yes, sir.
Is it a two-woman play?
It is a two-woman play,
oh,
yes.
For goodness sakes. How do you integrate two strong female characters? This sounds like a challenge to me.
It was a challenge. Fortunately, the play is well known amongst a lot of actresses, and I had about 30 incredibly talented women from town come and audition for me, and it was actually about a two-week process where I was trying to rattle my brain piecing these women together, and finally I have a cast that's just very dynamic. They work with each other. The chemistry is just on fire, and they're brilliant to work with and so much fun to just watch in rehearsal.
And so far they haven't killed each other.
Oh, no, not
or
yet.
You.
Or me, yes, more importantly.
Oh, my goodness. Now, the theme of the piece is suicide and depression. Is the piece intended to stimulate awareness of these topics?
I would say that it does a slight bit. It definitely brings that to attention. However, I think the awareness in the piece is more of an emotional awareness. What does it feel like to be connected to these people that are feeling this? There's not a lot of going out and how can we prevent this? How can we help this? It's not an educational piece. It's more of an emotional piece, and it grabs you and connects you that way.
Okay. Do you know anything about the author, Marcia Norman? Is she a depressed, suicidal person? Does she speak from firsthand experience?
You know, I've been tempted to do my research on that, but I didn't want to cloud my judgment on what I wanted to bring to the story.
But it's the real deal.
Oh, yes. It's the real deal.
It's real depression.
It's raw. It's right there at the surface. And yes.
This is not a feel-good comedy.
No.
A very serious piece, which is intended to make suicide and depression real for the audience.
Yes.
That actually could be a very beautiful experience. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Now, what other plays have you directed in the area?
Most recently, I directed Beautiful Thing
at
the Brown Coat Pub and Theater about a year ago, a little over a year ago. Before that, I had directed the world premiere of Leonard Melfi's The Son of Redhead. Very, very wonderful experiences.
Okay, now this is quite a different show.
Oh, yes, very much.
What makes it different from those other pieces?
Well, for starters, coming into this show, this wasn't a show that I brought to the table. This wasn't a show that I said, here's a show that I'm presenting.
Okay.
This was a show that was already established by the theater company, so mm-hmm. I was
brought in
hired,
to direct it, yeah.
Hired to direct the show. Mm-hmm. And it's just been a wonderful experience in the fact that working with two women as opposed to a full cast, I'm getting such an insight on how the female relationships differ in every aspect. And it's such a unique experience for me to be able to bring a male's insight into this and say, what about this? And
yes.
Both of them look at each other and they say, oh, my gosh, we've never thought of that. And they'll say the same thing to me. And I'm like, I never thought of that. It's been a learning experience. And,
Isn't that wonderful? Of course, that's one of the beauty parts of theater and to some extent film, too. And that is that allows us to completely get into the hearts and souls of people who are very different from us. But how much more so it must be for the director.
Oh, it is. I pride myself in that I can attempt.
attempt
to see every point of view. So it really does, I think, allow me the ability to really come at it a different angle because sometimes I throw a curveball just to see what happens.
That's wonderful. I'm talking with Stephen Rayburn, who is the director of a new show that's coming up from Big Dog Productions at the Cape Fear Theater. It starts next week on Thursday, April April. Why do I keep doing that? August 8th and runs for 3 weeks, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for three successive weeks. Cape Fear Playhouse, if you haven't been there, is at 613 Castle Street in Wilmington. It's wheelchair accessible, although it's a little funny theater. It's very easy to get in and out of, and we're looking forward to it. How do we buy tickets?
Tickets are available online through www.bigdogproductions.org. You can also purchase them via the box office telephone,
which is 367-5237, it says here. I just found the note. And also E-Tix sells
tickets. Yes,
E-Tix
sells
tickets. Shows. Okay, terrific. Now, the play, Night Mother, was actually a film once, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was an HBO film.
An HBO film, that's right. What are the differences between the play and the film?
You know, I watched the film prior to being hired to direct the show. And it was such a clear-cut picture of what this was supposed to be that I really tried my best to drop it, to not acknowledge it. I wanted to bring what I saw and what the actresses felt to the piece. So there are some similarities because some of the emotions are natural and that doesn't change.
Yes.
But, yeah, I really tried to avoid saying, this is what they did in the film. Let's try to recapture this. Because to me,
sure,
reproducing is not as unique and as fun as creating something new.
Oh, sure. And also in film, you have many opportunities that the stage director does not, and
oh,
vice
yes.
versa. The stage director can do so much more with his audience.
Yes.
So, yeah, good. But was the film version faithful to the original?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Marcia Norman actually did write the film version as well, so it's very true to the original intent of,
okay,
I believe,
so those
piece.
Of you
yes.
who have seen the HBO film version know what to expect, but you can expect a very different treatment of it in person, live on the stage. This is wonderful. Stephen, now, what does a young man in his 30s have to do with a mother and a daughter who are dealing with depression and suicide? What kind of different vision do you bring to it?
Well, it's funny that you ask that. It is a very unique vision. Going back to what I've said before, you know, I see things very differently than the two women do.
Sure.
That are the actresses. And we have discussions after rehearsal. Oh, what about this? What about this? What about this? And the things that I feel I bring to it are such a unique perspective that it really does rattle the brain and makes you say, well, this is an interesting way to look at this. What if this is how it happened? You know, what led us to this? What happens next? It's such a fascinating way to look at a piece.
Indeed it is. We've got a director here with a considerable amount of experience doing what sounds to me like a very difficult assignment, and I am looking forward to seeing it.
Thank you.
This is really wonderful. Stephen Rayburn is the director of a new play it's not a new play, but a play that is opening at the Cape Fear Playhouse. Now, I'm going to get this right this time. Thursday, August 8th. It will run for 3 weeks. They do their plays the evenings of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then a Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock. That's the weekends of August 8th, 15th, and 22nd. Tickets are $20, $18 for students, seniors, and military, and the Thursday performances are $15.
Yes, so, and opening night, August 8th, is pay what you can.
Oh,
so we actually
okay.
do accept tickets as low as $5. We sell tickets as low as $5.
It's
opening.
Pay what you can night, and so people who come flush with cash can pay $100 for a ticket. And,
oh, they sure can.
if you're feeling a little beat for bread, you can get in for what, something like $5.
Yes, and anything over, obviously, the donations go towards Big Dog. And
that's wonderful. Tickets are available at bigdogpro@gmail.com or through E-Tix, and also by telephoning the box office at 367-5237. Stephen Rayburn, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
And we hope that everybody will come and see Night Mother at Big Dog at the Cape Fear Playhouse starting next week. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you for having me.